that sort of thing. And Sunday night with no visiting was very much a sort of the service and a missionary feel about the whole place, you know, came over then, because the people in the uniforms would conduct the service and so forth. And as I wasn't religious, but obviously I wasn't going to sort of, you know, you couldn't do anything else but be there, and I wasn't anti, well, I'd say I wasn't anti. I felt, yes, I felt it was enforced, and I thought, I'm in a hospital, why should, you know, it's up to me if I take part in this, or I'd probably read a book or something. And, but on the other hand, I probably didn't, because I didn't want to be picked on, or, you know, you don't want to complain, you don't want to do anything when you're in a hospital that might jeopardise how you were treated or something. Well, that was probably my feeling then. But,
yeah, tell me more about Sunday night then, Sunday night service. What would happen? Exactly?
Well, I think there was some sort of accompaniment. I can't remember exactly, but it would be hymns, and it would be a sermon, really, which always was about their work in Africa, and about the good, dear, sweet people in, you know, Africa that we work with. So it was a very sort of paternalistic, missionary feel about the whole thing. And certainly it was a mixed ward. I mean, I was lying alongside a West Indian woman, you know, who wanted to get back to work and didn't want to breastfeed and was quite stroppy. I'm good for you, you know. But we all had to, you just had to lay and put up. And the no visiting thing was really, so it was a really gloomy day, you know. There was no visiting in the day. It was a long, long day. I resented it. But I don't think you could do anything much about it, because where would you go? There wasn't a day room that I remember that you could have gone into.